Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Burton. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting second. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Amado Samuel. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Burrotite. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burrotite settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey bunts towards third. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrotite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball four. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend strikes out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verdon moves to third. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrait scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Burrait is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrait hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to home to get Bailey. Mazeroski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's Pirates, 1, Mets, 1. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Gonder moves to third. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hickman is hit by the pitch. Thomas moves to second. Orlando McFarlane now catching. Larry Elliott pinch runs for Jim Hickman. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Samuel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Samuel reaches second base with a double. Gonder scores. Thomas scores. Elliott moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. Larry Brattain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brattain is 0 for 1 in the game. Brattain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher bunts towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Larry Elliott now playing center field. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrait fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Clemente goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Mets. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stargell moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gonder hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski is called out on strikes. One out. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a pop-up towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski misplays the ball. That's an error on Mazeroski. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Samuel hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Burrott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrott is 0 for 2 in the game. Burrott bunts towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisher hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schofield strikes out. One out. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verdun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Clemente moves to third. Ed Botton now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Clemente scores. Stargell moves to third. It's Pirates, 3, Mets, 3. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Clendenin moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-3 in the game. Friend bunts in front of the plate. Gonder fields it and throws to first for the out. McFarlane moves to second. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Schofield strikes out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gonder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Amado Samuel. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Moran now playing shortstop. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Botta fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stargell moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bailey hits a line drive towards third. Hunt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stargell scores. Clendenin moves to third. It's 4-3. Pirates. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson pinch hits for Larry Burrite. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. One out. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Ed Botta. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.